This week's sustaining member question is about introductions, introductions, introductions.
Hello. Hello, Lizzie and Dan. Good morning, smiley face with blushy cheek emoji. First, I have to say that I love your podcast. It's my favorite one. I've been listening for over a year, binge listened to all shows, of course, and just love you guys. I finally got it together and became a sustaining member last night. Thank you so much. Anyway, I have a question. I just got the 19th edition and was looking through it. So I just need some help on introductions. What if the categories overlap? Like specifically, my uncle is a major general in the Air Force. If I introduce a friend to him, are they still first in order? Also, he was an astronaut and other things, so he tends to sort of seem like the most important person in the room. But it also says, your friend, you say first, introducing to family. But is that true here? Also, do I say his name, his title, his full name, or the name that he goes by? In other words, William or Bill? I'm dating a guy that may end up at a family dinner at some point, and I want to do this correctly. Loved the video at the end of the sustaining members sign up. Oh, so glad. You guys are truly awesome. Thanks for doing your very, very important job, and have a great day. Smiley face emoji with blushy cheeks and a sunshine emoji.
Thank you so much for this question.
Happy question.
And thank you for taking the time to make introductions. And yes. For making an effort to introduce this important person in your life to your family well, to be thinking about the way that sets everyone up for really good relationships moving forward. That's why introductions are so important. They're where things begin.
They are.
And first impressions, they don't mean everything, but they do mean a lot. And it really can be a great way to set somebody up. So having said this,
can I make a statement about important person? Can we talk about important person for a second? Because it's a complicated term, isn't it? Like we're talking about a major general in the Air Force and also an astronaut.
So cool.
Yeah, super cool. And also someone who is, you know, a generation above the person who's writing and asking the question. So we've got kind of that seniority, that elder presence in life, that, you know, respect for the generation above. We have someone who's actually accomplished in rank and been recognized as so, and who's done one of something that's a very small amount of people in this world can ever say they have done, which is to be an astronaut. And so that's a lot of things that, yes, seemingly make this person the most important person in the room often. But it's not always the case. And one thing I want to point out is that we define more important person by age or a certain level of importance, but not because of a profession necessarily. And if a doctor and a plumber are both being introduced and are of similar age and connection to the person who's making the introduction, really socially, they are on the same level, even though the doctor carries a title into their social interactions. And that's something that we sort of accept and do here in American society. It doesn't mean that just because the doctor did an additional 8 years of school that they are a more important person than the plumber who didn't, you know, or might have spent 8 years on trade. You know what I mean? And it's it can be really complicated. I tend to go with age, or if we're in something like a business situation, the seniority of rank within the business. But socially, it's different. Dan, what do you think? Am I just overlooking at the importance here? Or
no, I'm thinking about the slide that I use when I teach introductions. Mm-hmm. And there are two pieces of language, and I think one comes out of our book. We talk about honor. We give the direction that you address first the person who's more important. But the other way that we describe that person is as the person that you want to honor. And I really like
that
language. Mm-hmm. And I even say when I'm teaching that slide that I really prefer and my mother prefers that language of the person you want to honor. Because I've had a frame shift problem with the same thing that you're talking about today.
Yeah.
The question of who's more important is so difficult because we're all important. People are important just by nature of the fact that they're people. So saying this person's more or less important than someone else is loaded. So thinking about honoring is something I like. And when you were talking about age and rank, the other thought that occurred to me is on that same slide. We often say that the first thing you want to think about is who's the guest, the visitor, or the outsider. So and that was referenced in this question.
Yeah.
Where our question asker is balancing the age and rank of the uncle against the status of her significant other as the visitor, the guest, the outsider in the situation. We have to know the rules so we know when to break them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking that if I'm standing in our question asker's shoes, I'm going to honor my uncle in this situation.
I would too.
And I'm going to do that by addressing my uncle first and introducing him to my partner. And it's not always going to be that way. As you point out, oftentimes when other things balance out more evenly, particularly socially, mm-hmm. you're going to default and honor that visitor, that guest, that outsider. But I'm guessing that the partner in this case would want that honor to be afforded to the uncle, that they would feel good about that, and it would set them up well moving forward, which is the stated intent here.
Yeah, you're coming in, you're the outsider to the family, and you are the guest in a lot of ways, but you're not a guest of honor. And so I like that setup, and it also sets the host, well, I don't know if the uncle is a host in this situation, but it sets up that upper generation of this family just as being in that position of honor, and I think that that works. One of the other things that was mentioned in this was what to call your uncle and how to introduce your uncle. And I think that you should ask your uncle because different people have different preferences, especially when it comes to a first introduction. So whether or not you actually end up saying Major General and then his last name, or whether you introduce him by William or whether you introduce him by Bill, I would say you would probably be in really good stead using, because this is a family event, the family name, but do the formal version of it if you know that other people call your uncle William and only family calls him Bill. I would not introduce Dan to anybody as Danny. Our family calls him Danny, but that's still left over from childhood, and he is Dan or Daniel now. And so I would probably introduce you as Dan. I might introduce you as Daniel in a business situation because you often go by your full name for business. So people have different ways that they actually use even just their first name. You know, I don't introduce myself as Elizabeth ever. I introduce myself as Lizzie right off the bat and ask that people do so on my behalf when they're making introductions. So always great to just ask about the name and what they prefer and feel comfortable with given the circumstances.
I love that ask. It clarifies everything. It makes it
so simple. It's my go-to answer for everything, isn't it, though?
And you're not going to get it wrong. You're going to do it exactly the way this person has told you they like it to be done. Awesome. If that ask isn't a possibility, if that's not available to you, I love all the other things you're thinking about. There's a range of options. You want to set someone up with an introduction to do well moving forward. So you give them each the name that they're likely to be using with the other person, deferring or defaulting to the slightly more formal. In social situations, that can be a little bit tricky, but if I'm introducing and I'm a young person, my boyfriend, my girlfriend to my parents, I might tell them this is Mr. Senning.
Yeah.
And give them the opportunity to address them as Mr. Senning until my father says, please call me John.
Yeah.
And in social situations, you do want to set people up to continue to develop that relationship on their own. It's also true in business and more formal situations, but it's particularly true with social introductions. Oftentimes that involves a little seed, a conversation starter.
Yep.
A little bit of detail about a person that
they
can use.
My uncle was an astronaut. Whoa, what a conversation starter.
And that's where I'm giving that kind of information.
Yes.
That it's not part of a formal title or a presentation of someone socially, but it's part of a little bit of bio information that you give someone so that they've got something to hold on to as they move forward with the relationship. I know it's a lot to think about, and it's why people think about introductions, and the biggest mistake people make is not making them.
Right.
So think about it all ahead of time, and then in the moment, dive in, practice a little bit, but then do it. Make the introduction, walk around the room, say, so-and-so, this is so-and-so, so-and-so, this is so-and-so. It's going to be fine.
People will exchange names. There will be smiles. Someone will eat something and drink something eventually. It's going to work out. But we hope you have a really wonderful holiday and that you have a lot of fun introducing this new guy to your family.